As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball for you on WIP tonight. First of three at Citi Field against the Mets. Man, I'm just remembering last time we were at Citi Field, one of the worst trips of my entire life. The trip was fine. The games were bad.
Oh, the trip was great. The
trip was great. Jack, you ready to take it away?
All right, there's a lot of played out bits, but there's number one that is I'm just over, and I think people are starting to get over. Starting at number five, and I think this is one that I can speak for everyone here. Number five, the most played out bit is blaming WIP for everything.
I've had enough.
It was back this weekend again with the AJ Brown thing. Every local writer getting on their high horse,
man.
Turning their nose up, pinky up. You know, it's just.
Glad we could create something for you to write about this weekend, you know?
Yeah, how about that?
There's no thank yous. That's what pisses me off. Not one thank you.
Spike brings up a great point, though. For all the people that want to say WIP is making up stuff and this and any other.
Why are you addressing it then?
Yeah, you don't need to address it then.
Yeah. Why are you addressing it?
Just ignore it.
We didn't make up anything. Just ignore it. You're just mad because people listen to what we say. Stop being so mad. I'm going to start naming you. First it was Les Bowen on Friday.
Yep.
Jimmy Kemsky, I found out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm actually disappointed in you.
I can't believe WIP. Blah, 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 blah.
Just go draw your stick figures. Who else over the weekend? But John McMullen?
Yes, John McMullen.
He was whining about it. Stop whining. Do your own thing. I have news for you. And this is something that you actually, and I'm sorry, I don't want to put Elliot in this situation, but the other beat writers it would benefit them to watch Elliot. Elliot creates content that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about what he says.
Yep.
If you were so worried about what we have to say, if you come up with something that is so compelling that everybody talks about it,
right,
then they will talk about what you say.
Right.
But instead, you're all just write the same friggin' story all day long, no matter what you actually think. You just write the same story all day long, and you're mad because we talk about something and you feel like you have to address it. Here's a newsflash. If you never addressed it, the world would be fine. AJ Brown just wouldn't get traded,
yep,
and they'd be like, oh, I guess WIP was wrong again. But instead, you have nothing to write about on the weekend, and mm-hmm, you want to get cheap page views because if you put our name in it, mm, people click on it. Mm. Just ignore us.
Well, the funny thing about AJ seems to be having fun with this whole thing, too.
Yes, he doesn't
He's
seem bothered at all.
He's trolling fans with Julian Edelman jerseys and everything else.
Yeah.
Very annoying. Right.
Just write something that people care about, and you won't have to worry about it. It's so simple.
By the way, never mind. I don't know if we're going to wind up addressing it. I'm glad AJ got his car back.
Yes. The threat was worrying me a little bit. You know, I'm like, AJ, you're at the point in your life where you don't need to take
need
it in
you
your
going
own
out
hands.
Look up anybody for a car. Yes, yeah. It's okay. It's insured, I'm sure.
Yes.
Fourth played out bit, we heard it a little bit earlier, and it really was a good reminder. Mad Mike. I mean, it's Cowboy Jim at least says evolved.
Yeah.
Right.
Mad Mike, it's just.
Well, I thought he was going to evolve after the Super Bowl win.
He can't do it.
He can't evolve.
He can't do it. Yeah. He can't do it. Bad points, too.
Yep.
You know, like. I know that Spike and I are quote unquote Jalen-haters.
Yeah. Well, he listen, he loved that part of it. Yeah. It
made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But come on, man, Mike. It's a played out bit.
New bit.
New bit.
Or you gotta hate. You gotta be mad at other stuff or something.
Like Howie Roseman's obviously great.
Yeah. Actually, why doesn't he just shift to he said baseball's dumb.
You know, he hates baseball. That's the issue.
He could hate Maury, he hates, right? He could hate Dombrowski.
He hates Embiid, but again, this is all like, we get
it's
it.
It's old.
We get it. It's old news. Hashtag old news Mike.
Hate Harper.
Yeah, that'll be.
He doesn't hate on Harper as much.
No, well, he hates baseball.
Oh, he hates baseball. That's because he does not comment about baseball at all.
He always against stupid. And, The third played out bit in the sports world right now is standing ovations. Very played out.
This is rich coming from you.
Yeah. Very played out. Imitations of great form of flattery.
Yeah,
I believe that's what they say.
I mean, you got that right.
Never a doubt.
Yeah,
like. 19 games into a $750 million contract, so a little early.
Also,
how many games did we wait?
We wait till August 4th. I mean, at least that was August.
Also, by the way, the standing ovation after he gets the hit, that's not standing ovation. That's cheering. The standing ovation before he got the hit was barely a standing ovation.
Right.
You look at the crowd, I would say 75% of the crowd was just sitting there.
They weren't into it.
No. You don't, but he gets the hit and everybody's cheering for him.
Right.
That is not the standing
and
ovation.
And they try to make it look like that's what it was. Yeah.
No, then you're just happy that they won.
Yes.
It's different.
And they try it on all these guys now. Like once a year, you see a standing ovation pop up. You know?
Only you're at fault.
Only one city did it right. Only one city did it right.
Thank you, Philly captain.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. 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 Yep.
Now he's done for the rest of the hour.
The second most played out bit. Oh, perfect timing. Is Spike going to the movies by himself? Like,
played out
grow
bit.
Up, dude. Like, it's like you just sit there by yourself like a total loser.
No, going to the movies by yourself is an amazing, amazing thing to do. My wife was away this weekend with her sister-in-law. I guess my sister-in-law too, Paige. They went to New Orleans. I was like, oh, Saturday afternoon, finished cleaning. I had to take stuff off the walls, and that's about as handy as I get.
Sure.
Spackle in the wall. And I was like, I'm going to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Went, got a big pretzel, big Diet Coke.
What are you, a kid?
Sat right in the middle.
Supersized?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was great.
You and Hugh, man. You and Hugh, the single moviegoers.
Yeah.
You came in today, you ruined the biggest movie in the world for everyone
for
sitting there.
Yes.
Big surprise. It's a vampire movie. There you go. There's vampires at the end.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I used to do movies years ago by myself, so I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it.
I like going to movies in general. I like going with my wife, but
it's been a while since I've gone to a movie by myself.
It's pretty relaxing. I you know what it is? I find I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day on the weekend. If my wife isn't there, I'm
you
like,
don't golf.
No.
Yeah, you don't do any of that.
Yeah, I take long walks. Yeah, you can only walk so much.
What's your hobby? Do you have a hobby?
This. The podcast is my hobby.
Yeah,
I mean, it takes a lot of time.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
Maybe golf.
Well, I played guitar when I was here, but then I'd give up my lessons when I moved up to New York because my guy is down here.
Right.
Once I move down here again, maybe I'll start up
lessons. We'll find some hobbies for you.
But guitar was a good hobby.
Sure.
Yeah.
Spike's next hobby.
Yeah.
But the number one most played out bit in all of sports right now in the world is the Nick Castellanos home run thing after someone famous dies.
Yeah.
So obviously Pope Francis dies, and then now the FanDuel is all – they locked Nick Castellanos' home run odds.
They did?
Yeah, they did. It started at 750. It dropped to 520. We get it.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah, I think that joke's over.
But people – they still
think – It is?
Well, it's not funny anymore, is
nah,
it?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's just like – and then he hit like a nondescript home run, and people be like, ooh, who died today? Check on your loved ones.
Yeah.
Like, so the Pope died today, right?
Pope died,
last night?
Well, officially, I thought he might have died on Saturday.
Saturday?
And they announced it yesterday.
I have no idea.
I think it's
when the Pope died.
But he's gone, though.
No offense. Yes.
Pope's gone.
Dunzo.
So when do we... So, you're easy in there, big dog.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah. You relax.
Yeah. So had he hit a home run since?
No.
Okay, so then you could hit
one today. It was announced today.
It was announced today.
Well, I'm going with today then.
So you're going to bet it.
So you're still in on the Castellanos bet.
I am still in.
Yeah, I'm out.
Even on bad odds, he's doing it.
I may be one of the few people who haven't had a chance to cash in on it.
Yeah. Cash in on Casty. FanDuel should do a special promo code or something.
Well, he's the most bet on player. Like, I think everyone's confused. You know, they're not in on the bit. Why it's being bet so much today. They locked him for majority of the day.
Now I think it's funny.
It's plus 520.
It started at 750.
Well, they know they can get people to bet at plus 520. They might as well.
Of course. Yeah. People view it as a lock.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Torn Window. Get 20% off all windows or doors with no money down. 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Torn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This guy is donezo.
Yeah, come on, man.
Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP.
What is all the preamble? What happened?
Not you.
Not you, Nick. Just talking about you. Yeah, you're fine.
The book guy's done, right.
Yeah.
Listen, I know facts aren't important on this show. It actually makes it better when we don't have the right ones. But the Pope died 7:35 a.m. Italy time today.
Today.
Okay.
Well, so which would have been yesterday.
Not, I mean, if it was Joe Schmo from the Bronx.
So wait a minute. So is that still, so 7:00 Italy time today is.
So 6 hour difference. So if it's midnight.
Oh, so still would have been today.
Yeah. It's 6 p.m. here.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
We're 6 hours behind.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, well, all right.
Listen, I can't believe.
Have Jimmy Kemsky make fun of us for lying.
I can't believe the baseball book guy didn't quote the other Dombrowski quote. If you squint really hard, this bullpen looks like Cy Young. Did you even play that quote?
He didn't squint. He didn't say anything about squinting.
It was a little bit of squinting.
That was Spike's boy.
Yeah, it was a little squinty.
I'm joking. He might as well just said, like, this bullpen's awesome. But listen, what's going to collapse first? Or which collapse would be more devastating? The Phillies bullpen in 2025, NBA basketball because nobody plays in the regular season anymore, or college football because the portal, the transfer portal, it might as well just be a sci-fi portal because these guys are whirling around like it's Star Trek or something.
So which is the biggest collapse, you're saying?
Yeah, which one's going to be the biggest collapse?
Well,
college football, NBA.
Well, I can tell you the one I'm most confident in saving itself is college football. The one I am least confident in is the NBA saving itself.
Yeah.
And I would put the Phillies bullpen right there in the middle.
Yeah, so Spike, I understand it's, you know, you're doing it the Aaron Rodgers relax. I understand that. But I'm going to have to agree with a lot of fans where Spritz isn't going to hit. He's going to love this, but he's not going to love this. This team hasn't proven anything to me. They had a run
that first
season and made it to the World Series. That's all they did.
Well, then the next year they were in the LCS, and then they won 95 games the next year. They haven't won a championship, but I think you're minimizing what they've done just a little.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But what you brought up in the past, which makes complete sense to counter this argument, is they're with the third or fifth highest payroll, and they have major. It's one thing if you just pay goobs or people that are no good. They're paying some serious players that are supposed to be top 50 in the sport. And it's, I just, you know, if they scored a lot of runs, they did, but this team.
Well,
without a bullpen,
outside of Trey, who is getting paid like a top 50 player that isn't playing like a top 50 player? Bryce is, and he is. Zach Wheeler is, yeah. And he is. Castellanos is making.
Going to be soon.
What's that?
Whether it's 2 years, Schwarber's going to be. Whether it's 2 years.
No,
two years.
Schwarber makes like $20 million a year. I mean, Schwarber's value is right on. I would even say Castellanos is actually being paid fairly. Bohm stinks this year, but he's being paid $9 million a year. I think.
Okay,
is,
so we'll take the salaries out of it. These guys, this lineup was set. You. I remember one show early in the season, before the season maybe even started, like. This is going to be one of the best teams in the majors. We don't care about the Dodgers. We're supposed to compete with the Dodgers because their lineup is just as good. So yeah, I'm going to take these losses the way I take them. He's like, you're going to take the losses like you're going to take them.
No, that's fine. You can take them the way you want to take them. I just don't think – here's the issue, right, is like – and Jack pointed this out to me last year, and I agree with him on it, is that we only really pay attention to the Phillies, so we only think that the Phillies are the only team without a with a weakness. So if I were to say, you know, the Padres are either in second place or maybe in first place by a game in the West, what is the Padres' weakness? You wouldn't know, and neither would I. And I would say, what's the Diamondbacks' weakness? And you wouldn't know.
Great pointing out the obvious. We pay attention to the Phillies.
No,
we do.
No, I'm just saying that,
not
like
you. I mean, you said Fritz. I'm just saying, like, we pay attention to the Phillies.
It's just that I think we magnify our weaknesses on the Phillies and don't pay attention to the weaknesses of the other teams.
And we did that with our kids, which is all our team kids.
So
sure,
we magnify the weaknesses, and to the point that this Eagles run, there were a few people say this team seems like they're okay, and before we knew it, they rattled off 13 wins, a Super Bowl, and MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'll say during that time, Nick, there were still criticisms there.
I mean, the criticism was insane. The
the criticism was still there, and they were winning.
They're still there, and a lot of fans, too. Including, I called up several times and asked you specifically, like, can my quarterback play like Pat Mahomes one of these days before they take
right.
He's better, OJ says he's better than Pat Mahomes. So, listen, it's fun. We're going to enjoy it. And I'll say this about Spike. I agree with you. It's funny how stupid, simple stuff like putting your cleanup hitter in the cleanup spot increases.
It's like everybody's like, wow, Bryce Harper is hitting better with protection. It's like, oh, my God. Shocking that you put a guy behind him who can hit that they don't want to pitch to, and he might get better pitches to hit. I can't believe it.
And your cleanup guy doesn't have 12 home runs and 13 RBIs.
Right, yes.
For 4 years straight. It's insane.
Yeah. Nick.
I'll stop.
Nick, next question. Give us something that you missed from your childhood.
Well, I didn't have this in my childhood, which is all these days off these kids have. They're off 3 days a week.
Oh, that's true.
really?
These kids, they get off everything now.
Right. When we went to school, we never had off. We had like 5 years, 5 days a year. These kids are off 5 days in a month.
Dude, when I was a kid, we would go to school on Christmas for an extra long day, 12-hour day on Christmas.
Well, you went to Catholic school.
No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. All right, Nick. I was just kidding.
Let's say on Christmas?
No, I was just joking. We went to school. We were in school 18 hours. We get to school at 6 a.m., get home around midnight. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do,
okay? You ready for your draft profile?
Hey, we don't got a profile today. We got a top three. Draft this week, this Thursday, we got to narrow it down for the first round.
Okay.
So, overall, we know the positional needs are defensive tackle, edge rusher, and safety. That's my top three. And there was a guy on the text line a couple weeks ago saying that I copied Elliott's, but everyone knows our positional needs. My top three guys at that position are Malachi Starks, Walter Nolan, and Donovan Ezeriku. Malachi Starks, Walter Nolan, and Ezeriku all need a little bit of coaching, and I think they're great prospects, though. They're all potential starters. I think the guy with the biggest upside could be Nolan, and he could make a giant difference. And I'm going to guarantee that we're going to trade up within the top 25 to 20 area and take a guy like that caliber, because those guys might not be able to make a day one impact, but they're going to make a giant long-term impact for our club.
Jack, you want to rate OK Andrews' performance today? I thought it was solid.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very, very good B+.
Yes. I thought so, too. We didn't go on too long.
Nope. Yep.
Good point.
In and out.
Yep. Great job, OK.
Appreciate it, fellas. Also, Stott's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Come on, Jack. Stott's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Again, this is not about the personal.
You know, it sounds personal.
Well, again, like when people start questioning my that's where I get my back.
That's when he gets his back.
Yeah, like, come on, let's grow up.
I wonder.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
I wonder, because I'm looking at some of the teams that are in front of the Eagles. Eagles, Pittsburgh. I wonder, could they, if, say, Pittsburgh's player isn't there, I don't know who that player is.
Where's Pittsburgh picking? 25?
21.
Oh, 21. Okay.
So it's 11 picks.
Yeah.
They don't have a second round pick.
So you trade your first, your second, maybe something else?
If it's a player that you, if I don't know what it would take to get up to 21, but if you give up the second, would you do it for a player that you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who any of these guys are. So,
Well, that's why you need your little YouTube.
Let's do it. I got to do some studying.
And the Eagles have extra picks, so I don't know. They may value that second round pick a little bit more, and they don't want to give up the second round pick. But if it's a player they love,
and here's the thing, Ike. Their second round pick, practically a third.
I agree. It's the 64th pick. No, you're absolutely right.
Practically a third.
I agree.
That's what.
How about Tanner
understand.
McKee and 32 to the Steelers for 21?
No.
Tanner McKee in 32?
Absolutely not.
For the 21st pick?
Nope.
Stop.
Why?
Who's their backup quarterback next year?
Dorian
Green Beckham.
Oh, great.
Thompson Robinson.
Well, it
sounds like you don't believe in Jalen.
It's Elliott's hole. It doesn't matter if
Dorian Green Beckham. He don't even know that's not his name.
Well, it's
Thompson Robinson. Yeah. ETR.
Yeah.
We're drafting Jalen Milroe in the second round.
Now stop that.
What? Last Jalen they took in the second round won a Super Bowl.
17-game NFL season. Jalen has been banged up at the end of
every
season.
Yep.
If there is a stretch at some point during this year where they have to play four games without him, I want to be 100% confident in the backup quarterback. I am 100% confident in Tanner
McKee. There's no way we can be 100% confident in Tanner McKee.
I'm more confident in him than whoever else. You're
coming in to play a short stint?
100% confident in Tanner because beat the Giants
as a backup
and Cowboys?
Quarterback. As a backup, what's your better solution?
I don't care about the backup quarterback. Well, I would rather have the 21st pick in the draft.
We won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
That's a ridiculous circumstance.
And then the next year, when your guy left the season with a fake injury,
we
made the playoffs because of the backup quarterback.
That's fine. The 21st pick, I don't live my life out of fear.
It's not fear.
It is fear.
No, I'm just being practical. They are most likely going to have to play games this year without Jalen Hurts, and I want a good backup quarterback, and we have one.
Maybe.
To move up 10 picks for a friggin' safety or something? What are you, crazy?
Well, it could be a D lineman. It's a rush. I wouldn't do it for a safety. No D lineman, no DN.
I want Tanner McKee as the backup quarterback unless we have a better answer.
So are we going to extend Tanner McKee?
No, just unless we have a better answer somewhere. I don't know who the better answer is.
Yeah, I mean, you draft a guy too. I mean, Tanner McKee's a 7th round pick.
Okay.
If you can maximize his value now, you might as well maximize it.
Tanner McKee can sling it.
By
You're
the way,
crazy.
Yeah, that was heavy considering what's going on today in today's world out there, Uncle Shay. to all those people out there that were hating on me about Tanner McKee, after seeing him in his rookie season, I said he was the second best quarterback on the roster, and everybody was still in love with Kenny Pickett. Yeah, he's not even here anymore.
Yeah,
second best.
Yes, the second best. Man, that was his rookie year. Yes, the second best.
This year. I'm just saying the guy can.
A QB battle this year.
I'm just saying the guy can sling it.
AJ looks a lot happier with him under center.
It was Pickett who threw it to him like 16 times.
Anybody know what car of AJ's got stolen?
No, I don't.
I think he got a new car a couple weeks ago. So
he took the new one?
I don't know.
Well, before he had an Accord.
He had a Honda, baby.
Yeah. That's
a good
that's
car.
The game day
oh,
car.
Oh, he told him Fritz sent him. That's what I said.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Let me tell you. They didn't steal that Honda, and he was on Instagram the way he was.
Hold on. High-quality vehicle.
It's just a good car, I'm just saying.
AJ, say, if I find you.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do, AJ? Are we being serious here?
Well, first of all, we don't even know who took it, so we need to ease up on
that. Yeah, maybe the guy's enormous.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a huge moment at WrestleMania for Jack last night.
WrestleMania was last night?
Yeah, dude. Oh, you didn't see all the online reactions? Amazing.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.